Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Stronger Than a Bronze Dragon by Mary Fan, narrated by Emily Wu Zeller. Chapter 1. My Father's Sword. Moonbeams frost the dark water of Dailanjiang, and I imagine the great river dragon passing beneath its skittering ripples. It's said that he visited our village generations ago, and granted our ancestors an enchanted pearl as a sign of his favor. If I hadn't seen that pearl with my own eyes, glowing like the moon upon its jade pedestal, I would have thought the story false. He certainly hasn't visited again since. And no one seems to be favoring Dailan lately. As I walk along the riverbank, Father's sword bounces against my hip. I wrap my fingers around its hilt and feel the magical energy pulsing within. Beside me, Pinghua adjusts the holster carrying her clockwork pistol. At 18, she's only a year older than me, but her sharp cheekbones make her look more mature. We turn onto a dirt path and head for the makeshift watchtowers that top several sloped roofs. They're little more than hastily constructed bamboo platforms, since Dailan never needed watchtowers until recently. Our village had always been too small and remote to draw enemies. Until the Li Gui came. I scan the glittering sky for any sign of the shadowy monsters. No one knows what they really are. We call them Li Gui, powerful ghosts, because they're not earthly beings. But for all we know, they aren't ghosts at all. Unlike the souls of the dead who have visited before, the Li Gui are mindless, hungry things that appear in many shapes and attack without reason.